From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Asian experts saying they don't expect President Trump to raise human rights issues and the drug war when he meets Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. President Trump and Mr. Duterte join heads of state in Manila for talks likely to cover North Korea, the South China Sea, and terrorism from a Southeast Asian angle. At the APEC summit in Vietnam, Mr. Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and was asked if he believes Mr. Putin regarding Russian interference in last year's U.S. election.
I believe he believes that, and that's very important for somebody to believe. I believe that he feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the election.
In the same encounter, the two said they had approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing there is no military solution to the conflict there. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was magnitude 7.3. Very strong quake northeast of Baghdad.
More than 160 people so far reported dead, hundreds injured. There are also reports of an earthquake in Costa Rica. The 6.8 magnitude quake struck off the coast near the capital, San Jose. That was late Sunday. So far, there are no reports of damages or fatalities or injuries. In Central African Republic, at least seven people were killed, several wounded, in a grenade attack on a concert in the capital, Bangui, and other reprisal shootings. The city and much of the nation has been embroiled in sectarian and ethnic violence between Muslim and Christians since a Muslim-led coup in 2013. This is VOA News. The Somali community that settled in Canada says poverty and a lack of access to jobs and academic opportunities are some of the factors behind deadly gang violence that's taken a toll on its youth. Canadian officials say more than two dozen young Somali men have died in the province of Alberta because of such violence in the past decade, with gang activity spreading to Toronto as well. The Somali-Canadian population discussed the issue of gang-related deaths recently at a town hall forum hosted in Toronto by VOA's Somali service. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation on November 4th, said he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. In his first televised interview since Hariri's announcement that he would step down, he said he intends to follow through on the constitutional process of resigning. He warned the country was at risk of regional sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as Yemen. He also denied he was under house arrest in Saudi Arabia. U.N. Special Envoy Pramila Patton says soldiers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, have systematically targeted Rohingya women for gang rape during violence against the Muslim minority group, part of a months-long crackdown forcing hundreds of thousands to flee. She made the comments after visiting a refugee camp inside Bangladesh where more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled. She's vowed to raise the issue of persecution with the International Criminal Court. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson plans to visit Myanmar this week to meet with the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Survey conducted by the United Nations Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dania Khan says they have decided to conduct that survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what kind of help is most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of households headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says almost all of the refugees will be requiring special life-saving support. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.